Hey everyone, let's take a look at Matthew chapter 13, and we're going to start in verse 36. Then he left the crowds and went into the house, and his disciples came to him, saying, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field." He answered, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed is the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are gathered and burned with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all lawbreakers, and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear." So remember, this is chapter 13 of Matthew, where Jesus has begun to teach in parables because of opposition. He only teaches to outsiders in parables, and it is only to insiders that he explains or unpacks the parables. In Matthew 13, he has explained two parables. He explained the parable of the sower, the first parable, and now he explains the parable of the weeds and the wheat. And there's a few things to note about this passage. One, first it says that Jesus dismisses the crowd. And this is not just an accidental statement. It is a statement of maybe precisely what's going on in the parables. Remember, to the crowd, he speaks in parables. Over in the Gospel of John, it says that Jesus had a huge following, but he did not entrust himself to the crowds because he knew what was in the heart of man. In other words, Jesus knew that crowds were there for all kinds of reasons and were not to be trusted. Perhaps they were there to be entertained, to hear a good sermon, out of interest, out of a desire to oppose. There's all kinds of reasons. But Jesus did not reveal the mysteries of the kingdom to those crowds. And he knew that just because there were big crowds, it didn't mean that they were disciples. Remember in the parable of the sower, three in four people who hear the word of the kingdom don't bear fruit. And so Jesus, the statement here that Jesus dismissed the crowds is significant, as is the statement that he went into the house. In the Gospel of Matthew, this phrase comes up a lot. What house? Well, at one level, we could probably say Peter's house, but I think it's more than that. I think it represents the house of discipleship, the house, the place where people gather around Jesus to learn from him how to do the Sermon on the Mount, to learn from him how to take his yoke upon them. So that's what the house is. And it's in the house that disciples gather around Jesus and say, "You know what, Lord, we don't understand. Would you unpack this to us?" And this is like a perfect example of how to read the Bible. Don't just be entertained by it. Don't just dismiss it. Don't let hardship or pleasure or responsibilities distract you from it, but persistently come to the Word, come to Jesus in the house of discipleship and say, "Would you explain, would you make clear to us your Word? Because without your help, we don't understand." It's good to acknowledge one's ignorance, especially when you acknowledge it to Jesus. And it's also interesting, this word that they use, "explain to us the parable," unpack the parable to us. It's precisely the word that in the Old Testament is used when Nebuchadnezzar tells Daniel that you have to explain the dream to me. Remember, Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, and he tells Daniel, not only do you have to tell me what the dream was, but you have to unpack it. So it's curious that that's the same word for explaining the parables. And so then Jesus gives a very straightforward one-to-one explanation of the parable. It's actually very clear and it's very helpful. Jesus is the sower. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. Remember that phrase, children. We'll come back to it in a minute. The enemy that sowed the bad seed is the devil. The harvest is the culmination of history. The reapers are angels. The fire that burns up the weeds is hell. So this is a very straightforward statement. In the end, this parable is a very straightforward statement of where history is going. God is going to have his harvest. He is going to gather up all that's precious to him, all of those who have said yes to the invitation to take up Jesus' yoke. And it says, notice that it says he will remove from the kingdom all those who cause sin or offend and all those who do iniquity. In other words, there's only going to be one kingdom, and God will remove from his kingdom all who don't bear the fruit of the kingdom that the parable of the sower began with. And notice the phrase, the righteous shall shine forth. This is a beautiful image of what God intends for his people. Remember Moses, when he beheld God on Mount Sinai, shined when he came down for a time, and then that faded. What does the shining comes from? It comes from beholding God, worshiping him, and beholding God specifically in the face of Jesus, beholding Jesus, and allowing God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, to transform us increasingly into the image of his Son. In other words, we will shine with the goodness and the beauty and the glory and the holiness of our Father. It will go forth from us to one another, to others, to all of creation. This is the promise of discipleship and of what it results in when we learn from Jesus, who is meek and lowly, how to live in his kingdom. And then finally, remember I said children of the kingdom. Curious phrase, children. Why does it come up? Because it says they will shine in the kingdom of their Father. Remember, Jesus' message is about the kingdom, about God's present rule. And Jesus himself is the king who is meek and lowly and who teaches all who will come to him how to live in his Father's house. So it's wonderful that it ends with this promise that we will shine in the kingdom of our Father, that Jesus has been speaking about his Father all through the gospel. Remember in the Sermon on the Mount, he says, seek a reward from your Father who is in secret. So may we come to Jesus in the house of discipleship and ask him to explain all things to us so that we can grow in discipleship to him and grow in his character and the character of our Father, so that we can shine his character forth, that it can glorify the Father in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.